Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
What is going on? Dominic Jimenez in the saddle once again. I'm in for Rick all week. This is my horse now. Or at least I'm just filling in on the show. Thank you for tuning in, and however you might be joining me today, I'd like to welcome you in. Whether you're listening on iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. I don't know if I said iHeart, but iHeart. Nothing like not being able to remember what you said 5 seconds ago. Different beast when the microphone is on. But again, wherever you might be listening, thank you. One of our many terrestrial affiliates, Sirius XM, or on the American Forces Radio Network. I'd like to thank you for your service. Got a little bit of a busy hour here. Open lines in the first segment, and then at 25 after, we'll be joined by J.D. Sharp. Put a bow on the NBA season, at least in terms of, we'll talk finals. Couple trades in the NBA, one over the weekend, one Monday night. So we'll talk about both of those in the first segment and with JD, get his thoughts too. And at 40 after, as is customary on Tuesdays, we will talk with Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk and SailSportTalk.com. We'll head out on the waters. All right. One quick note. Would like to pass my condolences to the Jones family. Former defensive lineman, defensive end, San Jose State star, played for the Raiders briefly. Chandler Jones passed away. There's not a lot of information, but it sounded like there was a vehicle accident on the freeway. He was 33. So I just want to send my condolences to that family. Younger brother of John Jones, who actually just retired. So it's been a rough week for the family. So I just want to send my best to them. This is Dominic Jimenez, Tittling Sports.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez in for Rick Tittle. If you want to be part of the conversation, this segment is the only chance for you. Give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and we can talk whatever is on your sporting mind. Are you mad that the Thunder won? Too bad. Do you think certain player on your favorite team should be their all-star representative in the MLB? Let's do it. Are you mad that the Panthers won back-to-back NHL, Stanley Cup championships, Stanley Cups? Call me, 1-800-878-7529. With all of that being said, a couple trades have gone down in the NBA. One right before Game 7 on Sunday, the other on Monday night. So let's break them down. And again, we'll be speaking with J.D. Sharp in the next segment, hopefully, and we'll get his thoughts on the trade as well. Trades, plural, as well. First up, blockbuster. Right before Game 7, just a few hours before. Kevin Durant, who was at Fanatics Fest. He was at a sports convention on stage when this happened, gets traded to the Houston Rockets. So Kevin Durant to the Rockets. What does Phoenix get back? Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and the number 10 overall pick in Wednesday's draft, and 5 second-round picks. Okay. Grand scheme of things, Phoenix did not do very well. Overall, big picture here. Because they gave up a lot to get Kevin Durant, years ago. A couple years ago? Might have been a couple years ago. Mikhail Bridges, Cam Johnson, I want to say 4 first-round picks. All of that goes to Brooklyn to acquire Kevin Durant. And now you've turned that into 10th overall pick in what a lot of people are calling not a great draft, not a deep draft. Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks. If you ask me, I'd rather have had the 4 first-round picks, Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson. But, you know, hindsight, 2020, it's okay. But that's where I would rather be at. Jalen Green, at least from the Rockets' perspective, they didn't feel comfortable giving him the big extension long-term. And this is a perfect example of where we are in sports, and I think this is part of the we're always talking about the decline of this sport. The ratings are down. Nobody's watching it anymore. I think part of the issue with the NBA is a lot of these star players demanding trades and being in positions where they get to control everything. It's one thing to request a trade where you want to be anywhere but on the team you're on. Okay, fine. And I would assume Kevin Durant had a no trade, but it sure feels like he didn't. And realistically, he could have been traded anywhere in Phoenix. Phoenix was like, all right, yeah, we'll send you to one of the places you want to go. And because of that, I feel like they didn't maximize the return. Could they have gotten more for Kevin Durant? Probably. Did Kevin Durant insisting on being traded to, what, like 3, 4, maybe 5 different teams only? Did that come into play? I'm sure it did. There's no way it didn't. And that hamstrings Phoenix because, okay, teams know he's only willing to go to 3, 4, 5 teams. We can't demand the moon because if this team comes to the negotiating table, it gets out that this is what they offered that we declined. These other teams now are in a position where we don't have to really give up much more than that. And you look at Houston, they got to keep Tari Eason. They got to keep Jabari Smith Jr. Obviously, Şengün was probably a non-starter. Amen Thompson was a non-starter. But now you've got those 4 guys, and you add Kevin Durant. And you already have Fred VanVleet. That's a pretty good 6. If you want to talk about top of everything, that's a great 6 to have. You give up Jalen Green, who's a young player, but has not lived up to the expectations that were placed upon him as, I believe he was the 2nd overall pick behind Cade Cunningham. He hasn't quite turned into that player yet. Granted, he's still very young. Early 20s. But it was clear that he was not going to be part of Houston's long term. That they were not going to keep him as part of this core, that they were going to try to flip him to get a big piece, and they did. Oh, and they also didn't have to trade Reed Shepard. Didn't get a ton of playing time this year, but they like him a lot, and he was a first-round pick. So you've got all of that in play. Houston, again, it's so early. Kevin Durant hasn't played a minute yet. The season literally just ended. But boy, you gotta like it if you're a Houston fan. You've gotta like it. You kept your other core players. You only gave up 1 first-round pick, which is the 10th overall, again, in a draft that, according to a lot of the experts, not very deep. So you can live with that. And 5 second-round picks, okay. Yeah, sure, 2nd-round picks can sometimes turn into very good players, but given the choice, I'll take Kevin Durant. Now, I don't know how he's going to fit in with Houston, but I'll tell you this, he sure gives Houston a superstar. Alperen Şengün, very, very good. Amen Thompson, very good. They're both young guys still. There's still room for them to grow, but now they've got a killer. They've got a guy who at the end of the game when you need a bucket, the offense is stifled a little bit, and you just need somebody to go get a bucket, Kevin Durant can do it by himself. He can go get you that bucket. I'm a Warriors fan. I've seen it. He can go get a bucket for you. And now you've got a guy like that that you can rely on down the stretch. You've got guys around him who are more than capable. So teams, and this is an older Kevin Durant, but teams can't just throw everything at him to stop him because Fred VanVleet can shoot the ball. Amen Thompson turning into a very well-rounded player. Alperen Şengün offensively can dominate down low. Great trade for Houston. And I know I said there was a second trade and I was going to talk about it, but we're coming up to the commercial break. And I want to give it the time that it deserves. So I'll bring it up with JD in the next segment if he picks up. And if he doesn't, then I will just break down this other trade. If not, we'll talk about it another day. But coming up next, J.D. Sharp of Pro Wagering, ProWagering.com. We'll get his thoughts on the Kevin Durant trade, his thoughts on Game 7 of the Finals. It's hard to have a strong opinion on Game 7 because Halliburton got hurt 7 minutes in. But we'll see what J.D. thinks either way. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
We are back. No J.D. Sharp yet. If he calls, he calls, and we'll throw him on. If not, the segment is open. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Talk whatever in the sporting world that you would like to talk about. All right, so we're talking about Kevin Durant, that trade. We've got J.D. Sharp now. We've got J.D. Sharp now, J.D. Sharp with Pro Wagering and ProWagering.com. If you want a more informed path to betting, they are your people. J.D., welcome to the show. Before we get into some of the trades, just kind of want to put a bow on Game 7 of the Finals. I know it's hard to have an opinion on what you thought about it, given that Tyrese Haliburton tore his Achilles 7 minutes into the game. But do you have any thoughts post-Game 7 with the Thunder winning?
Not really. I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all that they won, considering the circumstances.
JD, are you still there? Hey, JD, we lost you. Do I got you back?
Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries.
I'm not really happy that that the game ended the way that it did. I mean, Haliburton being the heart and soul of that team, which obviously he proved to be, in my opinion, Haliburton proved he was the real MVP of the league. Honestly, if you want to compare him to Shea under those circumstances, I mean the Pacers just collapsed without him there. I'm not sure that would have been the case with the Thunder. I think they have too many weapons outside of that, but Haliburton's that team is built really well, and Carlisle coached them really well to play to their strengths. But without Haliburton, that just took so much away, Dom. And so it's tough to see, and it's kind of questionable to see too. So you had three superstars go down with Achilles injuries this year. They all had the number zero: Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum, and Tyrese Haliburton. And you know, before that series, the Thunder were like -880 to win the series, and they were up. I mean, the Pacers were up like what, 6 points, 4 points before that injury to Haliburton. I mean, the Pacers could have very easily won that game and probably would have certainly covered the spread, I would think, but which was 9.5 or 8.5. But they probably would have won that game. And I have to ask myself, why is there so many Achilles injuries, right? What is going on? Is it just they're playing too many games? Probably not, because they played this many games for quite some time. Is it the court, maybe? What's going on? But I mean, look at is it the shoes? Do they not have enough ankle stability? I mean, remember those Converses that the athletes used to wear? That wasn't an issue. There wasn't a bunch of Achilles injuries back then. What is it? What is the foundational problem for the Achilles injuries? You have Kobe Bryant, who had one. You have Kevin Durant, who had one. And they're all in these big – well, not so much Kobe, but in the other two situations, they were all in these very, very, important situations. And so I don't know. I'd really like to know why this rash of Achilles injuries in the last decade or so in pivotal spots and two important players. I don't know what it is, Dom, and I'd like to figure it out.
Yeah, so I'll say with Haliburton and Durant, they both had the calf strain leading up to it, which that definitely doesn't help.
There was that element where they did have the calf injury, which made them more susceptible to it. I would agree with that.
That's and the other thing that I've noticed that I'm starting to see gain traction, I've been saying it for months now, and I'm starting to see it gain traction on X and social media and whatever, it's the negative step the kind of drop step that they take back to load, that wasn't part of the NBA 15-plus years ago. And if you look at it, Halliburton drop step, tore it. Damian Lillard did the drop step, tore it. Durant drop step, tore it. Tatum, the negative step, drop step, whatever you want to call it. So I think it's a combination of factors, but I think the strongest one is they expose that Achilles by doing the negative step. And I think that's got to get taught out of – obviously you're not going to be able to teach it out of the NBA right now, but I think for long term we need to make sure we're teaching the kids, the high schoolers, maybe even the college athletes can get it coached out of them not to do that negative step, because you're just exposing your leg and putting a lot of pressure on it. And these athletes are getting more explosive by the day.
Right. Yeah, that wouldn't shock me at all if that's part of the situation. Either way, it's really tough to see, and it's tough to deal with, fully knowing that had. I mean, it was one of the best series that I've seen in a long time, at least a championship series, mm-hmm. and it had a chance to be one of the best series in the history of the NBA. I think if it came down to a last shot or to 2 or 3 points either way, or if there was a back and forth, which there probably would have been, considering there had been the entire series. And instead, the Thunder got their basically walk-away win, their no-sweat victory, and that just shouldn't have been the case. But for whatever reason, the Achilles has shown up at the worst times for these athletes. And maybe there is something to it, because it is generally at the end of the season, although Lillard's was like 60 games in. Kobe's was Kobe's in the playoffs? It was, wasn't it?
No, I don't believe so. I think that was regular season two.
Okay. But Lillard's was probably 60 games in. Obviously, Tatum's in the playoffs. Durant was clearly in the playoffs and was actually in the NBA Finals against the Raptors. So, yeah, I think that maybe there is something, there's a wear and tear element to it, where if you play the season for so long, you have your jukes, you have your Euro steps, you have your so many different, your crossovers, the moves that you're making on a consistent basis. And I noticed that it's usually not in guys that are like 6'1". It's mostly in, Durant. Durant's 6'9", making those moves. Halliburton's still 6'6". He's not small, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe there's an element to it where these guys, these really tall guys, are making these sudden moves, these sudden jukes, these sudden steps that a normal guy their size just doesn't make because they're not really supposed to. And that is because, I mean, even Kobe's 6'5", 6'6", or he was 6'5", 6'6". Lillard's probably the only example that doesn't apply to, and he's still 6'3". So maybe that's something part of it too, where they have the move all season, and then they're tired. Maybe they have the wear and tear on the ankle already, or they have the susceptibility to the injury with the ankle already, and then you combine all those factors, and you kind of get the perfect storm, and then this happens. Well, either way, it could have been a generational series, I think, if that didn't happen, but it did. And you have to give credit to the Thunder, who obviously won. They've got 9 picks in the next couple of years. They got 4 first round picks next year. They're trying to jump into the top 10 this year. They are the youngest team in the NBA. I think your average player is like 23 years old. I mean, to give you an idea of how young this team is, Jalen Williams had his first drink of alcohol after they won the game. He drank a little bit of champagne. It was his first drink he ever had in his entire life. But you got Holmgren, obviously Shea. I mean, Caruso's probably the oldest one. He's like 31. And then you have a very strong GM administration that's going to keep making the right moves. So, yeah, the Thunder are poised to be possibly the NBA's next dynasty, and they may actually have more upside than the Warriors, because they're either going to be able to just trade their picks for what they need, or they're going to keep reloading every single year for like 5 or 6 years, and that's impressive.
It really is. We've only got about 90 seconds left. I know we won't get a chance to chat with you on Wednesday, so I'm going to ask you, obviously, Cooper Flagg going number one. Have you done any scouting in terms of having a player who you think might be a good pick in terms of value besides Cooper Flagg at one overall?
I really like Con Knupple. I think Knupple's one of the best pure shooters I've seen in a long time. He's got the size. You know, he's 6'6". He's 220. He's got the body type for it. I think he's a smart player. I think he gets his shot off really well. I'm not super high on Dylan Harper. I really like VJ Edgecombe as an athlete, and I think Ace Bailey is extremely talented as well. If you watch him play, he's kind of like Durant, where he's 6'8", 6'9", maybe 6'10 in shoes. But he's got a really smooth stroke. He's not an amazing athlete, but he's a good enough athlete. He really knows how to score. I also like Jeremiah Fears. I was impressed with him when I watched him in Oklahoma multiple times. He's kind of built. He's not huge. He's like, what, 6'3", probably 185, but he's got a long wingspan. He gets his shot off. He's a plus athlete, probably 37-inch, 38-inch vertical leap. He's tall enough. He kind of has that killer instinct. Kind of reminds me like a Steve Francis almost, but probably not as good of an athlete. He's got a thick lower body, so he's going to be able to sustain some contact at the next level. I think Fears might be my most even at five. I think he's still pretty underrated. I think he's a very, very. I mean, I watched him in Oklahoma. There were games where he just scored 10, 15 points in like 5 to 10 minutes. But he just took over games, and you don't see that much at the college level. But yeah, I would say probably Jeremiah Fears, and I did say this earlier in the year with Rick. I said Ace Bailey might be a better prospect than Flagg. Now at the end of the year, Flagg's obviously a much better defensive player than Ace Bailey is. When he had a 40-inch vertical leap at 6'9", he was 225 pounds. He shoots well. He passes well. He does pretty much everything well. So I'm gonna retract that statement right now and say that Cooper Flagg is a much better prospect than Ace Bailey. But Edgecombe, Bailey, and Fears. These are in Knepple, to me, the shot, his shot is second to none. He's a great shooter, but that's what I would say are my are the guys I'm looking at in this draft.
There it is, JD Sharp. JD Sharp at Pro Wagering and ProWagering.com. JD, thanks for breaking down some hoops. We'll talk to you Thursday.
Yep.
All right, that is JD Sharp once again, Pro Wagering, ProWagering.com. If you want some extra info before you place your next bet, coming up on the other side, Karen Lyle, Sales Sport Talk.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk on Sports Byline, and we are here today with our guest, Cynthia Alton Delato of the Edgartown Race Weekend in Martha's Vineyard. Welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you so much, Karen, for having me speak with you all. I'm looking, this is going to be fun.
Well, I'm just delighted to be connecting the West Coast with the East Coast. You know, we have a little piece of Martha Vineyard history here with the USS Potomac, which, of course, as we know, was that famous deep fake where FDR snuck out and met Winston Churchill for the first time when everybody thought he was going to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, a little covert action way back when.
Yes, yes. So tell us, you know, I absolutely loved looking at all the spinnakers on your Edgartown Race Weekend, and this is an old race. Tell us a little bit about this race.
Sure. So the race started, the club has been in existence since 1905. The race started in 1938, and one of the Commodores decided that we really needed to have an ocean race for some of the bigger yachts that were in and around the area in the New England area. So he decided we're going to do the 55 nautical miles around the island, which covers 7 different lighthouses. The winner was a boat called Spooky, and she was a 65-foot schooner that actually had won the Bermuda race overall in 1908. So we saw a lot of schooners and some of the, you know, some of the really big classic yachts in the early days. We have run it for 88 years. We have not missed a year yet. Even with COVID, we ran it.
Wow.
Of course, didn't have the social components then for that year, but we had boats come, and it's been popular ever since. It's gone through ups and downs like a lot of races have.
Well, it looks like you had good spinnaker weather for this race.
We had great spinnaker weather. In fact, the wind had switched a little bit between, I think it was the fourth and the last class to start. So they were able to start with their spinnakers kind of on a tight, you know, tight, broad reach, go around what is the first of the lighthouses and marks, which is the Cape Cogue Light, head down the east side of the island and then the south side of the island. And then they, you know, come all the way up around the north side of the island. So there was a lot of spinnaker usage that day. I think they hit probably every point of sail because the wind came from almost every point of direction at some point during the day. It was just one of those days, but it never died. That was the one consistent feature was that regardless from which direction it came, it was always blowing.
Well, you know, here in the San Francisco Bay Area, usually the wind comes in the summer just through the Golden Gate Bridge down the slot, and it's very, very consistent. But yeah, I guess in Martha's Vineyard, you have a lot of different, it's a little bit different sailing conditions, isn't it?
It is. Our predominant breeze in the summer months is from the southwest, and we pretty much can count on that coming in around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But June is kind of a funky month, and what with, you know, climate change and all sorts of things. The race had always been run in July because the winds were always so consistent. And July, for quite a few years, just presented us with some really challenging situations in terms of current and wind, so we decided to move the race to June. And this was one of the better June races that we have had. It was consistent velocity of breeze, maybe not the wind direction. It did finally settle in from the southwest, and it was a nice 15-knot breeze, which is what we normally have. But because of the, you know, just because of the currents and everything, we actually have decided to move it back to the month of July, starting in 2026. We had a lot of sailors request that. There are so many events now that right now we have Block Island Race Week going on with 163 boats. We had the New York Yacht Club Annual Regatta the weekend prior to ours. There's the Marion Bermuda race. There are so many races for all of these guys to pick and choose from that, you know, we always try very hard to accommodate what their requests are.
Well, what do you feel are, what is the feature that draws the racers to your race every year? Because, I mean, doing this for, is it, did you say 88 years?
Correct.
Is very, quite amazing.
It is amazing. I think it's, you know, historically, it originally was one of the premier events. The Vineyard, and I don't know if you've ever been there, is a truly special place. It's right off the coast of Massachusetts. It's not, you know, it's not an easy place to get to, but the sailing is generally super consistent. We have, I am biased, but we have one of the prettiest harbors on the East Coast. The yacht club is, you know, racing centric. We have been operating a racing program since 1920. And then we've been operating this Round the Island race since 1938. And it is just something that people come over to because they love the island. They love to sail around it. You get to circumvent and see everything that you normally don't get to see if you're on the island and driving around in a car. And we try to accommodate them and give them great parties. Back in its heyday in the 70s, we had, you know, we still have a regatta ball, but it's a different weekend, but we had a regatta ball in which everyone dressed up for. There was a lay day, so spinnaker flying back then was really huge. So it's not only just a draw because it's great sailing conditions, but it's a draw because the club truly embraces everyone who comes. And, you know, we have dinner Friday. We have dinner waiting for them on Saturday. The bar does not shut down, which is always a huge component with sailors, as you know.
Absolutely.
And I think you
have a great sponsor for your race too that helps add to the liveliness. It's Mount Gay, right?
Mount Gay, and who doesn't love a good old dark and stormy? Mount Gay has been our sponsor for quite a few years now, and they are terrific. I mean, every sailor dons a hat. The staff is all wearing Mount Gay shirts. There's Mount Gay swag everywhere, banners. There's a lot of Mount Gay being consumed over the course of several days. So we are very grateful to Mount Gay for that.
Well, and you have, I think, J-Boats is one of your sponsors. And tell me about the J-Boats in your race.
J-Boats is one of our sponsors. We did not have as many this year. They kind of ran a gamut between 109s, 121s. I mean, there's so many different J-Boats now. So they really weren't quite as prevalent this year. They didn't really stand out as much as they normally do. We had the multi-hulls were kind of the star of the show. We had two of the M32s, and I don't know if you have those on the West Coast, but they're a rapidly growing class here on the East Coast, especially in Newport. And they just flew around the island until they hit a hole. But they are a lot of fun to watch with five or six very athletic sailors on board. So they were kind of the star of the show this year. There's also a sailing academy called Oak Cliff Academy, which is out on Long Island, that really tries to teach younger sailors, probably up to the age of 25 or so, to you know, get the experience on big boats. And they brought their 66
boats. Isn't that Don Riley's
yep.
program?
That is Don Riley. She was on board with Art Santry, who was one of the key members of Oak Cliff. They won line honors. They had the monohull with the lowest elapsed time, which was great. And they also had the best corrected time among entries by one of our EYC members, who was the co-skipper for this event. And they flew. They had a great, they looked like a Jaws shark as they were rounding the island, because all you saw was a black headsail. And you kind of went, wow, that's very appropriate for Jaws weekend.
This is Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk speaking with Cynthia Alton Delato, who is the co-chair of the Edgerton Race Weekend in Martha's Vineyard, and we are broadcasting to our potential audience of 100 million people in 168 countries on 10 platforms, and then later this afternoon this will be rebroadcast on the American Forces Network. So we are so delighted to have you, Cynthia, with us today. Now, are you a racer yourself, or are you a supporter of racers only?
I am a racer. I've been sailing since I was 2. I went up through the program, just like a lot of our other members have it over in Edgartown, through little boats called beach boats and 110s and shields. And I currently race the shields both on the Vineyard and in Newport. And I also run a 12-meter program for U.S. 19 Nefertiti here in Newport.
Oh, great.
So I'm an avid racer. I race quite a few months out of the year. But I'm also the race committee chair this year, which is a new position for me. I think it's been very interesting so far. This is the first major regatta that I have ever co-chaired and also ran as the race committee chair. And I actually think in the long run, it will make me a better competitor on the water.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you, being the producer or co-chair of a race, just or any event, it certainly gives you a different perspective. And the other people so appreciate the work that you do, because without you and your team, then that race would not happen.
No, you are 100% right. And I have a greater appreciation for the race committee volunteer, and it's all volunteer at our club. And I have a greater appreciation for the race committee volunteers who truly dedicate every Saturday, and if, for an event like this, you know, 2 or 3 days. We have a 12-meter regatta, which is a 3.5-day event. We have a Herreshoff regatta next weekend, which is a 2-day event. We are hosting the Shields Nationals for the U.S. in September, which is a 4-day event. And I have a huge, more of an appreciation than I had before for all of these volunteers and what they do. It is not easy. You're herding cats. You're trying to make everyone sign their waivers and, you know, get their registrations right and just keep track of what they're supposed to be doing. And it is not an easy job.
Well, and would you like to tell us just a little bit about who took those trophies?
So we have what is called the Venona, which is the best corrected time with a spinnaker. And that was taken by a guy by the name of Rick Egan on a boat called Corbeau. And Corbeau is, I don't even remember what kind of boat Corbeau is. But anyway, she just did a fantastic job sailing around the island in very quick time. She did it just about under 7 hours, which I know sounds like a lot. But there was a huge hole right as they were coming around the top of the island. And like we said, we were ready. We thought the M32 cats were going to break the record, which was 5 hours, a little over 5 hours, and they didn't even come close.
Well, and we're now in the last minute of the show, so just give us a shout-out for the other two trophies as well.
Chip Hawkins with the CNC 41 Keneal won the Upbeat Trophy. He won the Incognito Trophy, which is probably one of the best ones. It basically celebrates his passion, perseverance, and commitment to the sport of sailing. And he runs the boat with his family and some additional crew. Did not expect it. We completely caught him off guard. And for me, that was probably one of the highlights of the weekend, was to present it to someone who very rarely misses this regatta, embraces the sport everywhere that he sails, and it was truly a highlight for he and his family, and they were all there. And that's, you know, that's what the sport is all about. You celebrate the winners, but you also celebrate those that are keeping up the traditions and continue to be passionate, even when they don't necessarily win everything. And that's not an easy thing to do. So that was my my wonderful moment.
Right. Well, I think truly one of the great things about these types of races that continue with the tradition onward is that everybody has a great time on the boat in the cruise. Some of those cruises, what are the sizes of the cruise on the boat that you have, just the range?
Oh, my gosh. Double-handed. So you have 2 all the way up to Oak Cliff, which has 17. So there's,
absolutely,
I would say,
excellent.
The average is probably 7 or 8, though. The average is probably 7 or 8 crew. Right in the middle.
Well, Cynthia, such a pleasure to have you on the show, and thank you for representing the Edgartown Yacht Club and the Edgartown Race Weekend on Sailsport Talk on Sports Byline.
Thank you so much for exposing us to all of your viewers. This was just so pleasant, and I'm very appreciative. Thank you so very much.
We'll talk soon.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. I just want to briefly touch about the trade that I teased a couple different times but never got around to talking about. And that is a former guest of mine getting traded once again, Drew Holiday. Celtics trade him to the Blazers. It's the second time the Blazers have traded for Drew Holiday in the last couple of years, because the trade that got him off of the Bucks, it's a three-team trade, he actually went to Portland before they rerouted him to Boston. So they acquire him again, and I'll break it down on the next show. However, really quick, Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks go to the Blazers. Excuse me, go to the Celtics from the Blazers. So it's Drew Holiday for Simons and 2 second-round picks. Nice job, Celtics. As if there was ever any doubt that the Celtics front office was good, they get out of the rest 3 years, almost $100 million left on Holiday's deal. They get a guy who's a better shooter, much younger. And with Jason Tatum out probably most of the year, the extra boost of offense, not going to hurt. And guys like Jaylen Brown and Peyton Pritchard and Derek White can help hold down things on the defensive end. Simons, not a great defensive player, but much younger. He can shoot better. And you've only got to pay him for 1 year. And you're paying him less than you were paying Holiday this year. So it's a win-win for the Celtics. We'll break it down a little bit more tomorrow on the show. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Thank you again to J.D. Sharp and to Karen Lyle for Sales Sport Talk and J.D. Sharp for pro wagering. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.